It's a half hour Power of the Best Show post show. 30 minute rapid fire unscreen calls here. First week of January 2018. And it's not the half hour of power without the one and only AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How was New Year's?
It was quiet.
Were you working or were you?
Actually, this is a funny story. I worked the last football game for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They won one, but it was very cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Yes, we were in the middle of a brutally punishing cold streak.
Yeah. So I wasn't quite sure why I went. I mean, I knew it was going to be pretty mm-hmm. miserable, and it was. And it was so cold that when I would pour beer, mm-hmm. it would turn immediately to slush as I was pouring it.
Mm-hmm.
The case where we kept the beer mm-hmm. was actually warmer than outside. It was strange.
Wow.
It was like a science experiment.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't wait to get out of there. And as I was leaving, there's a stretch in the parking lot where it's just a straight road.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the sun is like right in my face. Ever drive and have the sun right in your face and you can't even see? I mean, that's mm-hmm. what I was having. Even with the visor down, I couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I was in this two-lane stretch of the road, and for whatever reason, they decided to block off one of the lane with cones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so blinded that I didn't see the cone. And I ran over the cone,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the guy's reaction, so I kind of figured what I had done because I heard a noise. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, that guy's mad at me. I ran over the cone.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and you know, I figured, like, I crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't hearing any other noises.
Sure.
And, you know, I just continued driving home.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the infamous Quick Check in Bayonne.
Yeah.
And I pull into a parking spot.
Uh-huh.
And a guy sitting in the car next to me says, hey, did you know there's a cone in front of your car?
So you were pushing a cone
well,
the whole time.
You know what I did? I wore it down.
Okay.
It had wedged itself up under the front bumper.
Okay.
And then, like, the tip of the cone, which had been meeting the road, just got worn down.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't hearing any other noise,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why I was able to drive home.
What did you do? Did you just leave the cone there?
Yeah, I left it there. They could use the cone, right? Because they've got the gas lanes there.
And yeah.
I guess occasionally they close one, you know.
Yeah, you close a pump here and there.
Yeah, I didn't feel the need to take it home with me as a souvenir. Although I should have brought it in here.
Sure.
It would have been cool,
you know. Oh, yeah, real cool.
Remember when Mike told that story of running around with the cone? There's the cone that he ran over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, for the museum.
Right, yeah.
Pat Byrne is also here. Happy New Year, Pat.
Happy New Year.
How was your New Year's Eve?
It was good. It was also quiet. I was loopy and tired, but
mm-hmm.
it was fun.
Okay. And now are you looking forward to 2018?
I am, with open arms, and the show is going to be great. Tonight was great.
Thank you.
And this half-hour power is going to be great.
Well, thank you. It already is, now that you're on it.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
And we have Kristen Bartlett.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How was your New Year's Eve,
it was
Kristen?
Really nice. Home and cooked,
okay.
And we tried to play HQ.
Mm-hmm, yes,
and it went down.
It did. It did. It did go down.
So we didn't get to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched CNN and ABC going back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, and we counted down, and we cooked a lot and ate a lot, and it was
okay.
Nice.
Great.
Oh, and if anyone wants to use my code, it's Kristen Cheeks. I need free lives.
Or Sonic HQ. Dork's always a great code that you can use on HQ.
Me. How about me?
Yeah.
You mean you guys are looking for free, you're looking for that extra life.
If I had
on
that
HQ.
Extra life last night, I would have won the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, we know the guy who hosts it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can throw some free lives.
He should totally throw some lives.
I don't know if he has power.
I'm going to see about getting a basket full of free lives, cuz what it is, Mike, it's 12 questions. And there's a thing, if you get someone to join, if you tell a friend, hey, I'm sending you an invitation, will you join HQ?
Okay.
then you, in return, they give you like a mulligan mm-hmm. for you get one question wrong, you're still alive.
I say, oh, I got it, yeah.
So now you only have to get 11 right to win it all.
Uh-huh.
So apparently they're like gold because now Kristen has snaked the entire audience. to go her way.
I was first.
It's fine. Look, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. Because, look, when I win it, I win it. I've won. How many times have you won?
I haven't won a single time. Uh-huh. How many times have you won?
31.
You've won 31 times?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Of course it's a lie.
Yeah. It hasn't even functioned properly 31 times.
Hey.
No, I love them. I'm just saying. No, they're having some glitching issues.
Glitches.
Yeah. Hey, we had glitch issues when we started.
We had glitch issues, exactly.
We did.
I'm not
not knocking it.
Yeah. Well, you are, but you're giving them the business is what you're doing. You're giving them the business. And who is this giving the business? It's Jason Gore.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
How was your New Year's? What did you do?
I did the same thing as Kristen.
You did the same thing as Kristen.
Yeah, I watched CNN and ABC back and forth.
All right.
And then we counted down. Mm-hmm. It was a quiet night. That's what we wanted. That's what we needed.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't find a station that had it because I have antenna TV. So, and it gets...
You mean like an antenna, but not the channel antenna TV?
No. I mean, I can't even get antenna TV. I have a very cheap plastic antenna, and I hadn't added channels in a while. So, like, sometimes I would get NBC, sometimes I wouldn't. Mostly, it's just, like, a bunch of channels you don't want. Mm-hmm. So, I did the channel search at, like, 11:20 to mm-hmm. add channels, and it said estimated time 50 minutes. And before
Happy
I did,
New Year.
Before I did the search... There was no, I couldn't even find one that had a countdown or was hosting anything. Huh. So then I do it, and then I had two options. NBC, which had boring local news, like they had no rights to do it except for like the 30 seconds before. It was just boring local 11 o'clock news
mm-hmm.
or Telemundo. So Mindy and I watched the Telemundo countdown because at least it was, you know.
Yes.
We sort of figured out what was going on.
Sure.
It was fun.
Yes. It's very exciting. Well, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And so, let's go to the phones. Half Hour Power, welcome to the show. You're here with me and Mike and Pat and Dudio and Kristen.
Hi, Tom. At all, this is financial guru Greg Gethard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how about that?
Hey, how's it going?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Brother of...
Chris Gethard of the Chris Gethard Show.
Mm-hmm. And of?
I don't know what else at this point.
Career Suicide. HBO's Career Suicide.
HBO's Career Suicide, of course. And a lot more. You can catch them all over. Multimedia superstar.
Yes. So what's going on, Greg?
Well, earlier tonight, you, Tom, were talking about banquet rooms.
Yes, if I did a banquet. I would do banquets.
I have, in my research to be a financial guru, have spent a lot of time the past few months in hotel chain banquet rooms, going to free financial education seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to an excellent one that was part of the Rich Dad Poor Dad series.
Yes.
If you're familiar with the Rich Dad Poor Dad.
I told you, I've had, like, there was a point where I had a superstition about flying, and I had to buy a book before I flew at the airport.
Yes.
And it was a stupid thing that I just made myself get past because it was dumb, and I got past it, and look at that. I am still alive. The planes stayed in the air, whether I had bought a book or not. And a lot of times I would end up buying Rich Dad, Poor Dad because it was at the front of the Hudson books. I would just buy it, and I ended up with like five copies of it over there. And I had so many copies of this thing. I started reading it, and it's the most offensive book imaginable because this douche who writes the thing is like, I have two dads. One is my dad, my biological father. And he's a loser. And the other dad is this basically a friend of his, his friend's dad, right? Is that what it is?
It's completely, completely made up. They cannot find any proof that this person exists.
Okay, that's even worse. But I just feel like, and this guy taught me about how to make, how to save money and make money, and and he's my rich dad. Yeah, it's terrible.
And he's done a series of these books.
Oh, there's so many. This guy's made so much money on those dumb purple books. See at the airport.
He's like mastered my favorite, like my favorite, least favorite look is, he does like a lot of like TED Talk stuff, of course. Mm-hmm. And he is the king of wearing, Robert Kiyosaki is his name. Okay. He's the king of wearing like boot cut jeans and a untucked dress shirt with a blazer over it.
Boot cut jeans. So like probably expensive jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably wearing my whole wardrobe.
Yeah. And so he wears these boot-cut jeans.
Yes.
And then he has a what? What is it like? It's, describe the rest of it.
It's like a dress shirt, but it'll be untucked.
An untucked dress shirt, like a white,
crisp. Like a blue, black, you know, basic solid color, something you'd see at like Joseph A. Bank kind of thing.
Really expensive shirt.
But then it's untucked, but he still wears a blazer with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, tuck in your shirt, man. Like, why are you, like, he's get rid of the blazer, tuck in your shirt. What are you doing here, man? So he's a personal, I've been like fixated on him like the past 5 years. And, I'm writing my own book right now called Cash Dad, Trash Dad about my own, personal, financial journey kind of thing. But,
sure.
Yeah.
So is your biological father the trash dad in the book?
Yeah, he's the trash dad. And my next-door neighbor, my fictional next-door neighbor, Rick, is the cash dad.
Uh-huh. I'll say this, Greg.
Yeah.
I met your parents.
They're not trash.
They're not trash. They're very nice people. When I met your mother, she was so nice. It was at your brother's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I introduced myself to your father. He was like, hey, how are you? It's nice to meet you. And I said, just so you know, I'm the guy who hosts the radio thing. And he was like, oh, almost like you're the guy who has brought so much. You've created a forum for so much horror. For my son Greg to fight with. You're the guy who gave my son a platform to argue with a puppet for an hour.
Yeah, he's very proud of me, I should say.
Yes, for my son who was working a completely respectable job during the day and then would crash at his at their house because you had some insane commute or what, right?
Yes. Yeah, commuting from Philly to New York.
Yeah, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's generally the thing where you kind of pick a city. You're just like, pick a city. Philly, from Philly to New York, pick which one. That's too far.
I picked Philly the end of 3 years of Amtrak ride. And
yeah, and you did. Now you're now
staying at my mom's house. Yeah.
And now you're doing all
my
right.
Family.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. How's everything going? On a serious note, forget cash dad, trash dad. How's everything?
Everything's going real good on a serious note. And I wanted to tell you one funny, insane thing at this seminar I went to. I mean, a bunch of insane things, but particularly as a basketball scholar as yourself, you will like this.
Yeah.
Is I went to this seminar, and Robert Kiyosaki does not there. He just lends his name to this thing.
Okay.
And it was at a banquet room in a Marriott behind the Target by my house.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Was there an NBA player at this thing?
An NBA player was not there,
okay.
No.
Okay.
It is, by the way, the Sixers. It's right behind the Fridays where Allen Iverson used to go to all the time, though. But yeah. It is not. No NBA player was there.
For people who don't know, Allen Iverson, who was the top guy on the Philadelphia 76ers for so many years and was a transformative NBA legend and superstar, was like the king of Philadelphia and would spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars eating at a TGI Fridays.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yeah, until he was banned from the Fridays. Yeah. He simply moved across the street to the Chili's.
Because, and then at one point he came back and he was just like, he was completely humbled and apologized to the staff of the Fridays, right?
Yeah, someone told, I met a guy at a barbershop who worked at that Fridays and told me that. And it was like Iverson got traded to the Nuggets. They made his grand return to Philly and the manager called the staff into the break room, and Allen Iverson was in the break room and just apologized to everyone and dropped like $25,000 in paper cash for the wait staff to divide up.
Because he's like, I was a jerk to you guys at different points or anything. I'm so sorry. And then dropped huge amounts of money on them to make amends.
Even though absolutely not one of those people was there.
Can you imagine the jackpot on that? Like, I started working at this Fridays 3 weeks ago, and I just left with $7,000.
Nice.
Yeah.
For a guy who I never saw once here.
So at this seminar, the guy leading it, if anyone's so prone to look him up on YouTube, his name's James Smith. I know it's a pretty common name, but he was the guy leading the seminar, and he was, like, out of his mind. And he started listing his clients. He started saying he had a lot of celebrity clients. And he's like, I have a lot of clients. My first client, big athlete, who I've been his financial advisor, his investment guru, Antoine Walker.
Who's bankrupt.
Who's declared bankruptcy, three times.
He was like a slumlord in Chicago. He owned like a horrible apartment buildings that people were like having like just inhumane conditions. And this guy's bragging that he's this guy's financial guru. He's legendarily broke. This is a guy who had $100 million and is broke. And this guy's on.
There's an ESPN 30 for 30 called Broke, based on his life.
Yes. Well, Greg, you've got your work cut out for you for 2018. Please keep me in the loop.
I'm trying, Tom. I'm getting there. I'm going to do it for you and doing it for everyone else. And I'm proud of my work, and I'm excited to show it to the world sooner or later.
I think at the end of this year, the top Gethard will be Greg Gethard.
It's been that case since day one.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
Take care.
Greg Gethard, what do we really think of him now that he's not on the line? Mike, you like him?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good guy. Good
he
guy.
Actually was he was on hold for quite a spell, but he finally backed.
All right, he got the...
Yeah.
Pat?
I back him. I like Greg a lot.
Kristen?
He's fine.
He's fine. Oh, more neutral. Studio. Negative.
I like him a lot.
I'll say this. I like Greg better than Chris.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Doesn't mean you don't like Chris, though.
Well, I'll just say Greg's been a little nicer to Pat than Chris.
Pat's coming into 2018 with a musket.
Yes. Pat.
It's a musket with a knife on the front.
Love
of
it.
I've met Greg once. He's great.
He's a nice guy. He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Hey, I like both Gethard brothers.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Half hour of power. Welcome. Welcome.
Hey.
You're here with me and Mike and Pat and Kristen and Jason.
Hello, everybody.
And who's this?
This is Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron?
That's right.
Where are you calling from, Aaron?
Milwaukee.
What's up tonight?
That's a good place. It's, you know, it's cold.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
How cold is it there?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of different versions of the song Games People Play by Joe South.
By Joe South. Which yeah. one is that? Sing a little bit of it for me.
It's like la da 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 da.
Why do I not know?
I know the
Alan Parsons people. Project version. They're games people play when you. Where do we go from here? Now that you know that one, games people play. Well, you take it or you leave it.
I did listen to that one last night. Uh-huh. It's not. Yeah, it's a different song. But
it sure is.
But I liked watching that one,
it's
too.
It's fun. So what are you doing for 2018? What's the big plan? What's the one thing you want to get done this year?
I'm graduating from technical college.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your, that's a putative congratulations. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Putative. Because he has not done it yet.
Uh-huh.
Right? We are.
Uh-huh.
All right, my friend. You have a great night.
Yeah.
How'd that guy get the hotline?
Yeah, I kind of asked him the same question, and he didn't say anything.
Wait, like what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on the hotline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man,
loose lips.
Yeah,
I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, I asked him the same thing. And
that's fine. It's fine.
No response.
Love how mad Dudio gets over
if,
things.
If they call the hotline, hang up on them.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mike.
Yeah.
If they call the hotline, you use your discretion.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah.
Love how the lines are being drawn in here.
Yeah.
Chris Gethard, Greg Gethard. Dudio, if you hang up on him, I tell him you use your judgment. It's like a combat zone.
Come on, Kristen. Come on, Kristen.
It's a combat zone. Half Hour Power, welcome.
Hey, this is Perry from Philadelphia.
Oh, my goodness. Perry. This is Perry Shao.
The one and only.
Hey, Perry. Happy New Year.
The guy who is the front man for the band. Hound.
That's correct.
Who made a huge mark with their album, Born Under 76, their third album and best album to date. In stores now.
Thank you. Hopefully it's out of stores by now because people bought them.
Well, hopefully they reordered and it's back in.
Oh, touche. First of all, how are you?
I'm good. Doing good.
Show was great tonight. The sound collage was
thank you
just unreal.
Good. What was your favorite part about? What was your favorite part about the sound collage?
Well, my favorite, which is also my least favorite, was I got back into my car while I was listening, and I was in like a very dark, wooded type of neighborhood on the way home, and I forget what the line was, but it was whispering, and I kept turning around because I knew it was in the sound collage, but it felt like it was in my car, and it was just so freaky. And I guess I liked that about it.
Good. Yes.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Well, I'm sorry I scared you tonight.
It was the best scare I've had in a long time. So, I was calling with for a reason. I wanted to mention I would like to, I guess, absolve Z-Man of his weird parenting by taking his kid to Warriors, because I witnessed something that will maybe crush his, that story, basically, if you want to hear it.
Oh, please, please, yes.
So a couple months ago, I went to see John Carpenter. He was playing in Philly, and the place was over, past sold out. Like, it was sold out, but for some reason, people were still buying tickets and getting in. I don't know if there was a glitch or whatever, but there was too many people there. Mm-hmm. So we finally, like, get in, and standing room only, and I'm packed in super tight. And before the show starts, I notice that there's these two parents with, like, maybe a two-year-old kid with those giant earphone things on, which was good and thankful for that. But I'm still like, man, it's weird there's, like, a two-year-old kid at John Carpenter. But, you know, it's like an orchestral kind of thing, I guess. And maybe there's, I don't know, maybe, like, something to learn for. Who knows?
No. So, you still don't bring your kid. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it gets worse. So the show starts, and I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I guess it couldn't be too bad for this kid to experience. He looks sleepy or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the show starts, and they start playing, and I'm like, oh, they're showing clips from these movies.
Yeah, yeah, so they're showing Halloween.
Yeah.
And he's John Carpenter, as they're going, bing, 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 and they're showing.
Actually, his son was doing that. John Carpenter was just playing the major chords around that. I went to the New York show. His son's very good, though.
And Halloween is kind of tame compared to some of the other movies that they were showing.
Like The Thing. The Thing they showed clips from.
With the pile of dogs. The dog
pile.
Everything you can think of, they show.
Throw up. Watch that thing, I'll puke. You ever see that, Mike?
I did see The Thing.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, I did
see
it. Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Sorry.
Mutated dog.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's up, Perry. The floor is yours.
Sorry.
No. Don't be sorry.
It's just unbelievable that it gets worse than this. So the parents are standing there with the kid. The kid's, like, pretty, you know, trying to fall asleep on the dad's shoulder. And he kind of can't. Eventually, the mom kind of waves at dad, like, you got to go. So I'm like, okay, so his mom's going to stay here and watch the rest of the show. And then I noticed, I couldn't see, there's another kid that they have with them who's maybe like 8 or 9. So this kid actually is kind of old enough to, like, really maybe be affected even in a different way by what's going on screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he understands what he's seeing.
Right. So now we have the mom with this slightly older kid, and we're watching, and the films are getting more and more violent.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nudity. So the mom, every time there's almost a nude scene, they don't show anything. It gets, you know, as far as it can until they cut it off. And then, so the mom keeps telling the kid, oh, close your eyes, close your eyes. So every time there's almost a nude scene, close your eyes. And then every time there's any other scene, it's just violent. So she's telling him to keep closing his eyes for that, too. So now you have a dad with a baby who already left, went somewhere else, waived that ticket or two tickets.
Yeah, probably to the bar, right? He's probably at a bar.
Yeah.
The kid.
With the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at Sugar Land, right? What's it called? Sugar House?
Sugar House, yeah,
Sugar
yeah.
Sugar House Casino.
You know, I won money on that Sex in the City slot right after you did. You're just left good luck on that. True story.
I won $700 after doing the Philly show. After we did the Philly show, I pulled into Sugar House Casino because I had to go to the boys' room. Pulled in, went to the toity, got out, put $20 in a Sex in the City slot machine. Within 2 minutes, won $700, grabbed the money, got out.
Go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the only way to, yeah.
After rocking it out, after selling out Union Transfer.
That was the best show, truly the best of the best show.
You're sweet to say that, Perry. Sweet.
And so was the recent one I saw in New York.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Nice. That was fun. The one was the New York Murmur shows were fun.
Yeah.
The two sold out. 700 seat sold out. Two sold out shows. It's great.
That's 1,400 seats.
It is 1,400. Wow. Yeah. No. It was very exciting. So, yeah. So this is a horror show. Literally, it's a horror show on the screen.
Literally.
But the real horror is in the audience.
And they
family.
Stayed for the rest of the show just holding his eyes, shielding his eyes.
Yeah, you don't bring your, first of all, you don't bring your kid to a thing with orchestra music from horror movies. Like, at what point did you think that was for your kids? Like, yeah, they'll be cool with this. We got those giant headphones on their heads.
Yet there's nothing that that kid could possibly care about if he's not even allowed to watch parts of the scenes that were censored.
He likes Escape from New York.
He wasn't allowed to look at it.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down, Perry.
Perry, was the car from the movie Christine parked outside?
I don't know. You wouldn't be allowed to look at it if it was.
Because at the New York show, the car was parked outside of Terminal 5.
No, because there's no parking in like where we were.
It would have gotten towed in Philly, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Terminal 5 is kind of a no man's land. You can park whatever over there.
Can you imagine if Christine got towed? You're working in that tow yard.
I don't care whose car it is.
Exactly.
Get it out of here.
Yeah, but then the car runs you down.
Yeah.
So that would have been good, Christine too, if Christine went to New York City,
gets towed,
driving all around New York, bugging people, right? West Side Highway. Well, Perry, what's the plan for 2018?
I got a lot of artwork I've been working on. Crazy amounts of so many. It's been amazing. I just finished artwork for a Link Ray 7-inch, Shannon and the Clams record.
Very nice.
I just found out about one that I can't talk about yet. That might be the craziest of them all, which I'm pretty excited about.
I know which one that is, but I can't say.
I've loved every cover I've seen so far.
I can't guess.
Oh, thank you.
You can guess. I'll take guesses on this one that Perry can't say, but I'll say.
You'll say what it is?
Yes. Give a guess.
Are they Philly related?
Yes.
Is it Kurt Vile?
It's not Kurt Vile.
I mean, if he wants to, you know.
So, I don't know.
That's all I know for Philly. That's all I've got for Philly.
Yeah, it's Todd Rundgren.
No, I'll tell you later, Jason.
It's Todd Rundgren.
Darn it. So. You got it.
Perry,
well, that'd be cool too.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
The best of all things for you in 2018.
Thank you very much. You too. And I hope to see you soon.
Yes, you will. You have a grand evening.
All right.
So, we'll go around the room. Studio.
Yeah.
2018 goals. Give me one. Well, give me one major goal you have for 2018.
I have two shows that I'm going to put on this year.
Okay. Two shows. All right.
Two separate stage shows.
Okay. All right.
So.
Good. Yeah. Will you do it?
Will I do it? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the year that they have.
All right. Good. Good.
And I'm inspired by your talk about, you know, talking about the project so much rather than doing
just
the
do
thing.
The thing.
Do the thing.
You know, everybody knows these people with this hot air. I'm writing a thing, and then I'm doing a thing. I'm doing a movie, and then I'm doing a thing. And all they do is talk about it. Then you turn around, it's like, hey, how's that thing going? I'm not doing that anymore. This is what I'm doing now. And then they talk about the next thing they're doing. And you're just like, they get the same chemical reaction, I think, from watching your face light up when they tell you what the thing's going to be about. And then they don't have to do it because they told you about what the thing was. They got the thrill out of it.
Completely.
It's the best version of it. If they don't have to do anything, they got the thrill as if they did it, and then they didn't have to do anything.
And I have been guilty of the thrills.
Of course, we all are susceptible to that. So. But 2018, Jason,
This is it.
I'm telling you, you got to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Yeah. I'm going to get really good at curling my hair.
Okay. That's important.
For Christmas, I got a GHD Classic Curling Iron.
Okay.
It's British.
All right.
I don't know how to use it yet.
All right.
I've been able to curl the ends of my hair.
That's your biggest thing for 2018?
That's the thing that I want people to know.
Okay. Yes.
And what would be the ideal look with this curler that you would achieve?
For me, I think it's like maybe like the hair that I had at the Emmys. I want to be able to do that hair myself.
Sure.
I want people to be like, I can do this hair anytime I want. I don't need to pay someone to get it to me.
Sure. It's within your power.
To give myself like glamorous old Hollywood waves.
Okay. That's great.
Thank you.
And then you're going to make
glamorous old Hollywood waves.
That's fine, but more importantly, I'm going to be able to curl my hair.
Yes, that's a great goal.
Thank you.
Pat?
I, as well, am going to put on.
Or I said you might have the curler also. Oh. I was like, wait, Pat has the same, what if Pat has the same curler you had, Krista?
All these years.
Pat already has the curls that I want.
Yes. He already has.
Well, shucks. Go on.
So, Pat, you, just like Jason, because Jason's doing two shows.
He's going to do two. I'm not going to do two. I have one in mind. I want to write a stage show.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do that. And I'm going to do it and put it up on its feet. Maybe we can share an hour.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
No way in hell.
You see the fire that runs. And you know what? It's good. Studio's a fiery guy. Jason's a fiery guy. Pat's a fiery guy.
Yep.
It's good. You got fire running through you. Kristen's fire, more fiery than the two of them put together. She's laying low. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to curl my hair. She's not telling you what she's got up her sleeve.
Of course I would, Pat. I'm just giving you help.
Oh, that's all right.
No, he's serious. He meant it. No, he meant it.
I never would.
Of course. Look, Pat didn't want to do the thing anyway. He's just being polite, saying.
He's just talking about it.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
First of all, because you're the senior. Mike, again, this is another thing that haunts these other two guys.
Uh-huh.
You're the senior producer of the show.
Yeah.
So your opinion, Studio has two shows. How many of the two does he get going?
Oh, no, I'm not going to weigh in on that.
You're weighing in. 0, 1, or 2. Give me which.
I hope he gets 2.
Okay, that's nice.
That's really nice. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Yes. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
He's lying.
Pat has one show he wants to do. Does he get that one show going?
Yes.
He gets it going. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
But how about 2018 for you?
Well, I think I had announced I was putting together this calendar with some artwork from listeners. The artwork didn't come in as fast as to get it out for this year. But it's all in now. And now it's just a matter of finding a manufacturer. I've got a couple of leads I'm going to pursue.
Okay.
And the artwork is great. Okay. Jeff T. Owens is doing, like, the cover.
So good.
You know? And
now, if anybody hearing this...
Actually, Perry did one. You know?
Perry's a very talented artist.
Yeah. A lot of talented people out there.
So this will be a 2019 calendar?
It's going to be 2019, yeah.
What if you did, like, June to June?
Or you do... There's 18-month calendars.
Yeah, no. I've got the right amount of art for what I've seen I can do. Okay. You know? So...
Yeah.
I think
but if you did June to June, you'd be the only calendar people would be buying in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you'd be like Crazy Eddie, the Crazy Eddie of calendars, Christmas in July.
Yeah. That's some company's fiscal year, but they're set on June to June, and that
June to June.
You would have the only calendar that works for them.
I'll think about it. It's a little oddball.
That's a no.
It's a little oddball for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a little oddball for this straight thing you're doing. The weirdest calendar anybody's ever going to see.
Too out there. Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And if anybody who hears this has some advice or insight into manufacturing
a
calendar, how should you hit
me
up on Twitter?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter.
Okay. @APMike.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure somebody's going to hear this and they're going to know about or have they had done it before and they're going to be able to give you a little bit of guidance on it.
You know how I got one of the leads? I was working at the bar and, you know, some of the politicians in Bayonne, they have these flunkies that, you know, do stuff for them. So this guy comes in and he just handed out this calendar from this, it's the councilman from my ward.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, oh, man, this is a good. And the manufacturer's on the back of it. So I'm even thinking of calling my politician, like, you know, hey, you know, I like your calendar. Can you hook me up with the manufacturer?
Yeah. You should.
Yeah, it's got his number and email on there.
Look,
you should send him one when you're done.
Tell him he won't vote for him. Unless he'll
he'll probably want a taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you'll
taste
run
the taste. Yeah. A taste.
Hey, you want me to do the calendar? I want a taste.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll meet you in the...
I can get this rate for you, but you got
to
give me a taste.
Exactly, yeah. I need a taste. I'll meet you, or I'm going to need you to do something for me.
Yeah, I think his name is Louis.
And the thing's going to be, he'll be like, I need you to do something for me, and then your phone will ring at 3 in the morning. Be like, Mike, you got to help me. I gave you that break on the calendars. I got to... This guy is not moving. He's not moving. I need you to get rid of his car.
Oh, boy.
Because of the discount you got on the calendar. You get a 10% discount on calendars. Next thing you know, you're dumping a car off the Bayonne Bridge.
I told you you'd have to do a favor for me.
Yeah, yeah. What, you think I was joking with that discount on the calendar? It was 10% off.
And that's how the New York sequel to Christine starts.
Yes, or season 3 of Serial.
Oh, yeah.
Serial, Port of Call, Bayonne.
Who? What was season 2 about? The same guy?
Bergdahl.
No, it was about a military guy,
Bergdahl,
right?
Wasn't it?
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I didn't hear season 2.
Bowie? I don't know. It wasn't good.
But she thinks he's innocent, and it's the same thing.
I don't even know.
Trying to get him off.
I tried to get into that first episode, and I just I just dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't have the same sort of feel the first season did.
Well, look, everybody's got an exciting 2018 ahead of them. Mike?
Yeah.
I saw you have something in your hand there. You have a little newspaper thing. You always have some.
Yeah, this was in the paper yesterday, and it really caught my eye.
Yeah.
This is in the business section of Newsweek. Not Newsweek. The New York Post. Smelling profit. Bathroom trend in toys promises potty of gold.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any...
this is the funniest thing. I went to the toy store.
Okay.
To get things for my nephew and niece.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I talked to my sister. She's like, get like this game or that game. I go to the toy store. I go in the aisle. There's like 15 games.
Doggy Do.
Flushing, who farted, and all these things.
Pull my finger.
Yeah, it's so, I'm saying, it wasn't like there was a game or like two games like that. There is a complete industry of these like, gross out games.
Right.
A former call-in guest to the main show made one of them.
Made one of the games.
Who Tooted?
Oh, Andy Breckman.
Andy Breckman.
Oh. Yeah. He did Who Tooted. Was that one of the games? Is that out in toy stores?
It is. It really
is. It's out there.
What is
Who Tooted?
It's the flatulent game of...
Is it like Clue?
It's Clue for Who Farted.
So, like, Professor Plum farted in the library?
Well, it's like Gassy Gus and, like, it's like
far-related
names.
Yeah.
This is good.
Flatulent flow.
So you saw this thing, Mike.
Yeah.
And
this was entirely new to me. I didn't have the experience you had.
Yeah.
I haven't had to...
It's horrifying.
I had to shop for young children lately.
It's like, I'm going to go get a thing. It's like a plastic toilet that squirts water up into the kids' faces. Like, when's the toilet get flushed in their faces?
This is how they describe pull my finger, in which players compete to pull a purple monkey's finger without releasing a noisy fart from its oversized inflatable butt.
Compete.
It did gangbusters when it hit shelves at Toys R Us, you know, ahead of Christmas. Yeah.
Because if kids can just be a little bit subversive, a little bit naughty, they love it.
All these kids, I tell you, everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets the thing when the monkey farts in their face. Nobody wins or loses. The toilet splashes water up in everybody's face. Everybody gets the toilet to splash on them.
Toys that crank out fake feces, show spectacular flatulence, and otherwise look like turds are expected to ring up blowout sales in 2018.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
For the year we're in, that's what they're predicting for.
You buy these things, and then these kids go to school, and then, what, they get in trouble because it's a six-year-old? Is at school talking all about this stuff? It's like, what are they supposed to, they got the game. Somebody gave them the game. They go and talk about it at school. They'd be in trouble.
No, Mr. Alderman, I pulled the monkey's finger.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want to do the toilet splash? It's like, what?
This week, some 36 characters from a two-month-old YouTube show called poopies will be hitting stores. Among them are Skidmark, a skateboarding turd, Lil Squirt, a diminutive drop of urine, and Toot Fairy, a green cloud bedecked with a crown and plunger.
This sucks.
What was the really skateboarding turd?
I used to be a skateboarding turd.
Skidmark. I like Skidmark.
Each comes packaged in a toilet paper roll and costs $4.
That's the expansion pack?
We got to get those in here.
Yeah. No. I'll throw it. Anybody brings one of those things in, I'm gonna beat you over the head with it. I swear, I'll take the game, I'll take the thing, I'll start hitting you with it. I know that's aggressive. It's aggressive to bring that in here.
It really is.
What if we can get the creator of the game to call in?
Ooh, how many points for the creator of Skidmark?
Zero. Zero. It's a 3-week suspension from the show. Without pay. It's like a drug infraction in sports. You get suspended without pay.
It's a show, though, so is there a voice of Skidmark?
Yeah, I guess it's a YouTube show. Boopies, boopies.
Of Skidmark.
Yeah.
Well,
fine. 25 points.
So should we go around the panel? Who's for or against this trend?
Yeah, let's do it. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm against.
Pat?
I'm kind of indifferent, but here's the thing. I know about it I've known about it for a long time because I remember when Andy was trying to make that game, and this was years ago, and like just knowing at that time that there was like 3 or 4 in the market, I was like, okay, well, you know, knowing the way the world is, this is only going to continue. So I'm as hilarious as some of those descriptions were. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's definitely a thing happening. It's going to probably be worse. Who knows? A year from now, 20, 25.
Kristen,
I'm pro fart, but not into poop and pee.
Okay. The distinction has been made. Jason?
I think it's all morally repugnant.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Oh, he surprised me.
No, I'm going to... Honestly, I'm kind of for this. And I'm going to try to find the voice of Skidmark.
Yeah, well, do that on your own show. Get the voice... Do that on your...
Hey, it's Jason Gore show.
Yeah.
Got Skidmark.
I bet
I'm against it. Okay. I don't like it.
So no points if we get any of those voices.
25 points.
Oh, 25 points.
25. Okay. That's less than Mr. G, less than Miss New Jersey. That's the other lowest one on here is Jesse Waters.
It's lower than Jesse Waters.
Lower than Jesse Waters. Uh-huh. Mr. G's actually ranked lowest on this, 50.
I'm going to get Mr. G to call.
You're going to get him to call over and over and try to rack points up.
Can you call again?
If there are multiple calls...
You get the points.
So if I got David Crosby again...
If David Crosby calls back, I'll say this. To get him to call once would have been worth 500 points.
Right.
To get him to call again is worth 600 points. Yeah. To get him to do it a second time would be a true accomplishment that he got him to do it again.
Yeah.
What if I'm able to get all of Crosby, Stills, and Nash to call?
5,000 points.
5,000 points.
What if you... never mind.
Neil would never call.
Yeah, I was going to
call. Is Stills even on Twitter?
I don't think so.
He doesn't strike me as a Twitter guy.
No. Yeah.
Nope. All right, guys. Everybody, at AP Mike, what's going on? Where are people? You're on the weekends at H&H?
No.
H&M?
Actually, I'm sort of in a weird part now where I've got the weekends off, so I'm working during the days, which... I can understand people not being able to go there because they have regular jobs.
Yeah. At which bar?
H&H Pub.
H&H Pub in Bayonne.
Yeah.
People can always hit you up on Twitter and find out when you're there.
Sure.
If they want to come by and say hi. Pat.
Hey.
At email Pat Byrne. No, 1-800-PAT-BYRNE.
1-800-PAT-BYRNE on Twitter and Prove It Shows on
in iTunes on Thursdays. It's the podcast. And the Mary Beth D'Amico album, Green Psalm Wild, is in select stores. Yes, and you can still order it on Bandcamp.
The fantastic album you put out for posthumously for your friend.
Yes.
That you produced. It's a great album.
Go get it.
Kristen, at Kristen Cheeks.
That's the Twitter.
And give her the HQ people so she can win. Yes. HQ.
And this Sunday, I'm doing monologues for ASCAP.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
That's nice.
7:30, Hell's Kitchen, UCB. And then I have a show at Union Hall on January 28th at 8 p.m. called FOMO Live, and it'll be a storytelling show about Instagram.
That's great. And we can find out more about that, and we'll continue to talk about that as it gets closer.
Awesome. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, Jason Dudio at Sonic Dork.
At Sonic Dork. And for HQ, too, if you want to hook me up with some extra lives.
Yeah.
I do have a show coming up, a character showcase at the Pit Underground on January 11th. So that's this coming Thursday at 7:30. Come out to that. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, and I have nothing to plug other than to say keep listening to The Best Show.
We're entering year four.
Friends. We're here every Tuesday. And, yes, also, yes, thank you, Pat. The show started in pretty much in around this point in 2015.
Right.
2004, late 2014, early 2015. And we are now past the three-year mark of the of this version of the show.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yes. And on Monday, Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast begins. You can get that over at thebestshow.net. And you support the show at patreon.com/thebestshow. And thanks, everybody, for listening to the Half Hour Power. Happy New Year, and we will be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.